This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Incredible.
Yes.
How does Alice do it?
I don't know. I'm constantly amazed
with the bottle rock tickets and the K's a day.
The bunch of K's. The Kesha and K's.
Way to go, Alice. Right, the K's, depending on... However much K's.
Yeah, nine a day.
Nine K's.
This time around.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys sent some things.
Thank you for sending
some compliments.
Oh.
Some torture.
Oh.
But I know someone around here was fanning flames. I'll get to that, though.
That's you, you know, always picking up what I didn't put down.
Right. Mm. I don't know this story, but Denise Richards of
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills
is a married lady.
Yeah.
To some guy named Aaron.
Yep.
This person writes in, Denise will take Aaron to get massages and lets him have something, a happy ending?
Yes.
It seems like
she said she's even done it.
Done what?
Denise has done the happy ending.
She's gotten a happy ending?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know they offered those.
The massage therapist.
Happy
her.
End her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she was so...
Wait, are you sure dinky? She didn't say to the massage therapist, I'll give you one?
No, she said on an episode that she has even had one. I think she only did it one time, though. That's what she says.
Mm-hmm.
And she got hers...
Well, we know she's a liar now.
Oh, so. That's how?
Yeah.
And you know
Wait,
that...
Wait, do that again?
Well,
how? What? Right now?
You know what? Actually, I do not know. In my head, I...
Did you use your...
I
oh,
that.
Oh,
But
wow.
It could have been that, too.
Sure, I guess it could have been.
Yeah, but only a lady knows how she likes that to happen.
I don't know if...
Right?
Well, I didn't realize tongue massages were a thing. That's weird.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not gonna...
Nope.
All right. 510 says, what was the final diagnosis for Isla's tummy issues? We do not have that. We just know this. And this is, I said this already, but I do know that not everyone was listening the one time.
Yes.
She's not better. That's what I can tell you right now. So at home right
it's
now.
It's ongoing.
It's all consuming. It's all we think about. And it's what we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever wonder what Vinny's doing.
Is he still sneaking pizza in the garage? The answer is yes.
Going out for steak and lobster?
No, we've all committed to losing a ton of weight.
Oh, good.
So we're in that process right now, which is holy smokes.
When all you eat is carrots, it's
right.
What happens.
Yikes. Oh my God, Sarah, have you watched What If on Netflix? It stars our own Jane Levy.
Yeah, I've watched it.
It's freaking crazy creepy, season one. And she's also on a new show that started the other night, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. It's good.
I've been seeing the promos for that. I think, is that a Hulu show?
It is. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It says an NBC network.
Yeah, I think that's a network show.
All right.
NBC.
It seems like Hulu has some affiliation. I see a lot of, like, you can get The Bachelor on there.
Exactly. Like, a lot of shows you can get.
Right.
On
I think
Hulu
they,
TV.
They've clearly got partnerships
deal,
with them.
Because
I have really only been watching Hulu lately, and I saw the Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist promo. Yeah, go Jane Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jane Levy's mom.
Hi, Jane Levy's mom.
Vinny, did Sarah say on Monday she wanted to shave her head? Let's get this party started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said you can. On my last day on the air, you can shave my head. That'd be fun. It would be so funny after all these years. Be like, well, here you go. Start the clippers. Mm. Maybe just clip it down tight.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Ricky Lake. Have you seen her
recently?
Yes. Yeah. Shaved her head.
Yeah.
And she looks beautiful.
She has alopecia.
She's been losing her hair for years.
Yeah. So she's just
the
like
the story epic. I read was, and I don't know if I believe that's the cause of her problem. Doesn't really matter, right? But she said that when she was in the movie Shampoo,
yeah,
or hairspray.
Hairspray. Mm-hmm. Whatever they were doing to her hair daily to make it stick up, was it a bouffant? What was she doing?
Yeah, something like that. They were probably teasing it.
Yeah.
She said that's her hair was never the same after that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. First of all, I don't know why they wouldn't just use a wig, because they can do a wig like that.
Yep. True. Pop the wig on there.
Well, yeah, she did do a lot of dancing. Maybe the wig
wouldn't stay on.
Falling off or
right.
something, yeah.
All right.
Mm. Well, they can screw wigs onto your head, you know. Aren't there guys who have toupees and they have like a little stump in there that they attach it? Like
true.
A snap that gets installed on their head?
I don't know.
Let's get some snaps installed on our heads.
No thanks.
Just this past weekend, I had a dramatic breakup with a man who lied to me about being in an open marriage. I feel for Brandy. I never thought I'd say that. Good morning, radio family. I just wanted to reach out and say a heartfelt thank you for wishing my daughter, Livy, a happy 11th birthday yesterday.
Aww.
I can't begin to tell you the joy it brought to her little face. After 3 open heart surgeries and countless other procedures, we do not take birthdays for granted. Thank you so much from Steph, Brent, little sister Ava, and especially Livy.
Damn.
So sweet.
That's tough. And as we've been going through our little struggle of our own, you realize just how hard it is.
That's heartbreaking.
What families go through.
Kids should not have to suffer.
You're right. Absolutely not.
There's nothing more heartbreaking.
Gay here.
Hi, Gay.
I totally get some Gaydar vibes from Denise Richards.
You do?
Well, I mean, clearly. And now we know she's at least bi.
Mm, yeah.
I've never really, because she's such a sex pot, I guess I just assumed, how rude of me to assume that she was hetero. Mm. I've only ever known her to be linked with dudes, so, you know. Although, didn't she do a scene with Neve Campbell in some movie?
Yeah, that
people say is pretty realistic.
It's that movie was good. It was hot. Oh my God, I can't believe I can't remember.
It's a total big scene that people remember. It's the only thing they remember from the
scene. It's a two-word title.
And they're in the pool.
Yeah. Right. I can't think of it.
Summer heat. Big love.
I can't think of it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go to her bio.
415 says, treading water sucks, but can you imagine treading water drunk?
Oh, wild things.
Wild things.
Yes.
I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to say it, Corey?
Oh, thanks, Corey.
Treading water said, I can imagine that was awful for that person. And that person probably thought, I'm going to die any second now. And then they just kept going. The will for humans to survive is beyond belief.
Yep.
You don't know, because many people aren't put in that situation. I've been put myself, unfortunately, in situations that are pretty scary. And you just fight. Mm-hmm. You just do. You just fight to live.
The thing I'm thinking is, 11 hours, first of all, the water temperature down there is not a dangerous one. It must have been really calm seas, because you could float if it was not choppy. You could spend some of the time floating, you know.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, treading water for 11 hours would be exhausting.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was gnarly.
No, I'm just thinking the only way he could have survived 11 hours of that would be if the water was calm enough that he was able to rest at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing I can think of. It's incredible. Yeah. And Leo DiCaprio saved him. Near.
Hey, someone says we shut down Columbus Avenue on Sunday to make it so Zoe could have shoot their scene where everyone is singing to her and she jumps on a cable car.
Cool.
That's amazing.
When you watched it, did you recognize?
I have not watched the show. I've seen the promos for it, so I know it's out. I know now it's out there. I don't know if they're just doing it, you know, it's a week by week release. I don't think it's the full season. But I'm definitely going to watch it. And shot here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
A couple cold cities made the
best place for active lifestyles.
Active lifestyles. For 10 years, I lived a short drive away from Twin Cities. One thing you have to remember about cold cities like Minneapolis and Chicago is they build everything indoors. Mm. Malls, racing, paintball, sports. Even the NFL is played inside. Not in Chicago, it's not. But,
you know,
okay.
In Minneapolis, the one time I was there, very briefly, every building is even connected by tunnels.
Right.
And, you know, if you're in the downtown area, you can go miles just cutting through these tunnels that go over the roadways and building
our son was going to go to school there.
Our son was going to go to school there. Thank God he didn't. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank God. That school was almost three times what Cal is.
That's incredible.
And it was, and then we would have been paying for flights. Plus the weather sucks. Thank God.
Jillian Michaels didn't make her comments randomly on Twitter. It was part of a sit-down interview that was streamed on Twitter.
Oh, well, I read the thing off Twitter, so.
Here's someone else. If you've ever seen Lizzo, you know how athletic her performances are. She dances while playing the flute, and she does stuff that makes me winded just thinking about it.
Mm.
Weight isn't the only determinant of health, and Jillian Michaels isn't a doctor, much less Lizzo's doctor. Mm. She has no right to publicly speculate about Lizzo's health. Well, she has a right, but she also has a right to catch
your
piles
crap.
Of crap yeah. for doing so.
Yeah. Yeah, and really, that was my only comment on the whole thing. I mean, people can say whatever they want. I just advise against it. There are things you should just keep in your head. Mm-hmm. Unless you're looking for it. Maybe she's, you know, she's in the news today. Good for her.
Oh, Jillian.
Yeah, that's, maybe that's
well,
all she wanted. Who knows?
She's trying to push that. I want you to marry me down on the Google
right,
responses,
no doubt.
But that's not going to work.
Right. I want you to divorce me.
They're already
they broke
right?
up. Yeah. Yeah, they broke up.
Uh-huh. Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to marry me.
Losers. Okay, here's the beginning of a bunch of these. 650 says, Vinny, what about towels and sheets? Yes, I do all the towels and all the sheets. But
in the
I
whole
don't
house.
Do
good, Vinny.
What?
In the whole house.
Yeah, but
good
I don't do well, yeah, but I don't I'm not doing the kids.
Yeah.
I don't do the kids.
I see.
Kids laundry, all those help a little. Yeah, I do the and I make our bed.
Oh.
If I didn't make our bed, I already told you
it
this a million times. If I didn't I've even tried. I'm like, it's Sunday, I'm gonna leave it and see if she pulls the sheets. She doesn't even care.
Right.
She does not care.
I wouldn't do
And
it.
She knows it's under my skin.
Yeah.
So she knows if she waits me out, I will pull the sheets and do that. So.
Well, it's like washing the dishes. It's a good thing you like washing them.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I do that too, by the way, every flipping night.
Mm.
Even if I wasn't part of the meal, there I am.
Why wouldn't you be part of the
even
meal?
Even if you cooked the meal?
No. If I cook, I get to walk off.
Good.
But who can cook the stuff that we're eating right now? Nobody.
How's the chicken soup going?
The chicken soup works.
Yeah.
It's good.
Can she eat that?
Yeah. Doesn't have much in it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is chicken and carrots.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
And water.
And right.
Sounds delicious.
Oof, Vinny, like Jillian Michaels, he should have kept his laundry thoughts inside his head. All of us women are seething.
Mm.
Don't,
well, he
don't.
Does. Listen, I'm telling you, it goes a long way knowing that you do all the towels and all the sheets and change all the beds. That's the hardest part.
Don't seethe. You don't know the deals me and my wife have made through the years. You
and
don't
there have clearly been some because there's no way you'd still be together.
And let me just say, what?
Huh? What? What happened?
What did you just say?
I didn't hear it. I know, you love me so much. Thank goodness.
For the record, while you're asking about the dishes, I'll just say, let me just say this. She hasn't had to commute for 3 hours a day.
Plus hours a day. But you picked that house.
Hold on. You know where I lived? You know the house I picked?
Yeah.
Where was the house I picked?
It was in San Mateo.
Right.
But then
the end.
No, not the end. You did not have to plunk money down on the houses that you've been living in.
Yeah. I told you to look around my place. There was places for sale.
Hey, plenty of places.
What was I going to ask you? So when you go home after driving, working, you have to make the bed?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can jaw drop.
I'm a little shocked
by that.
Well,
be shocked. If the people who are seething don't seethe, you don't know our deals. Trust me. And one of our deals was when, and I said this earlier this week, when she said, let's have another kid, I said, absolutely not. And I have spoken.
The end.
There's no more conversation about another kid. The first kid almost broke us up. We're not having another kid.
Yeah.
And as you may know, the end of that story is I have a second kid.
Yeah.
At 50, I have a one-year-old.
Mm.
So there have been a lot of compromises on both sides of this deal.
Yeah.
And while my lovely partner over here
likes to stoke the fires.
Listen, don't fall
for it. There's no show if we don't stoke the fires, Vin.
She's busy.
Yeah, then we all just agree and
I know.
Then we're boring.
It's like, well, okay, we all agree on that one. Next story.
Getting you all riled up, but don't fall for it.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Don't
and this is a lady who likes to say all that stuff, but then she's got a John.
No, and a housekeeper, too.
Yeah. You hear that? You hear what's happening over there? Don't fall for her.
I hope you buy some lottery tickets for me today. Let's see if he texts me.
Feeling lucky, punk?
I am feeling lucky. Mm-hmm. I am. My gut told me you got to do it. I hope I win $100 million. Oy.
Is Vinny really that stupid?
Vinny, are you that stupid? Oh, my God.
Why you?
Well, you should end on that note.
No!
That's a good place to leave.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice is
you all proud
show.
Of yourself.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
you
I'm just did nothing
here.
But stir up trouble today.
I'm just, and then I'm
you're
just sitting here.
You're just sitting there all happy.
Well, you know.
Good for you.
Now Squinting she's going to go home and stir up trouble
sure.
there.
Yeah. I got stuff to make at my house.
What are you
making today?
I'm making those makeup bags, the Kaboom bags. They're circular.
Yeah.
They tie with them. Cute.
I love that was my second favorite present Christmas, the little phone.
Oh, that little wedge. Ugh. Those things are amazing.
I have them
next to my bed,
Me
next
too.
To the couch.
Yeah.
I'll bring you some more. There you put them all
I
over
love
the house.
Them.
Did you like yours?
I love mine, but really, you just have that many of them? I'll bring you some more.
I crank them out.
Maybe just one more.
All right, one more each. It's fun. I love
making
stuff.
We need to get you a second hobby.
Make it two more with that pretty, with real pretty.
Yeah, I don't. I'm out of. I go through fabric so much. I don't know what I have. So I'll bring you a couple pretty ones.
Two
yeah.
pretty ones.
You got it.
Because I know
two
someone that
ones.
Saw it and just loved it.
Oh goodness.
I'm like, you can't have it.
No, this is mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like making stuff.
If no, we know.
Yeah.
My first favorite gift was my car. So.
Oh, right.
Sorry, you came in it's second.
Totally fine. I can understand. You need a way to get around. That thing doesn't drive.
Right.
And it's not raining.
Right.
Which is amazing. Thank goodness. Yeah. Oy, it was crazy this morning.
Yeah, a lot of accidents on the road today, too.
Saturday, more rain, yeah?
I believe so.
There's
I
a couple. Yeah, we're getting one now, and then there's another one coming. I'm not sure if it's Saturday, but if it is, that's the day the Niners play. And by the way, some people have sent in they like my Niners support.
Oh, yeah, you're all decked out.
Oh, yeah, you are. Look at you go.
This was a Christmas present.
That's a nice one.
Nice.
Really?
I like a long sleeve t-shirt.
That, yeah, me too.
That's a comfy item.
Right.
Why did I turn this thing on?
For the weather.
Oh, the weather, right.
See if it's on Saturday. Yeah. Maybe it's just going to be like overnight Saturday.
Let's hope so. After we've all gone to bed. That'd be nice. Not during
o'clock.
The game. Right. 7 o'clock. Exactly.
You know,
dry
there's chances
area,
for rain each day, but
oh, really?
It doesn't look like any of them are going to be real powerful storms.
Okay.
But there's rain into next week, so we've just got that in the forecast.
Well, that means snow in Tahoe, right?
Sure.
Good. That's good news.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Are we going?
We're trying.
I'm still
trying to go.
Waiting to hear back.
Trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, Corey Rosen is going to come back and do a movie review. Do you know what he's reviewing?
1917.
Oh.
And then, is it Like a Boss? Something with boss in the title.
Yeah, I've like a boss. Heard
Can you
that.
Tell Corey that while we appreciate him taking up the cause of the movie's reviews, that we do those on Thursday at 9:15?
Yeah,
he missed his show.
His
there's a doctor's
his
appointment.
Show just.
I think he knows it's going to normally be Thursday, but this week he needs to do Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
Calling in sick his first day. It's
no,
rough.
He took a personal day.
He did take a. It was a personal day, not a sick day. All right, listen, you guys. Let's get out of here.
Go.
The next time
All
I
right.
see you, it's going to be Friday. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.